Now we've got a couple of strategists from opposite sides of the aisle. Democrat Jamal Simmons was press secretary for the presidential campaigns of both Senator Bob Graham and General Wesley Clark. And we've also got Angela McGowan. She's a Republican strategist and founder of the consulting firm Political Strategies and Insights. Welcome, folks.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Judea.
So let's break it down. The day is here. Angela, how important is Iowa in the big picture?
Iowa is very important, and with some candidates, it can make or break them. Huckabee and also John Edwards, if they don't win, some things could be pretty bad for them in the near future. Also, it shows momentum. It's also a litmus test for message and organizing, so I think for certain candidates, it's really big.
We just heard from Mara Liasson talking a bit about the structure of the caucuses, the weather, things like that. Jamal, when you look at this particular caucus, where you do have a host of Republicans and a host of Democrats, not just one party, you have a president who will be leaving office, a two-term president. What's the general mood and what's the energy level?
Well, on the Democratic side, the energy level seems to be very high. Most Democrats are looking for somebody who's going to really offer change and really bring the country to a different place. And right now, what we're hearing from a lot of people is that Republicans and independents are really, many independents and some Republicans, are really looking at the Democrats as maybe their option this year to go and caucus for it. There's a lot of energy on the Democratic side right now.
And you know what? I agree with Jamal dealing with the independents, but not just looking at Democrats. I think, Jamal, you have some independents that are out there looking at Republicans as well.
It's a much smaller percentage.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jamal.
I'm sorry. It's a much smaller percentage that are headed towards.
Let me jump in here for a second, because I'm wondering if either of you is troubled by the idea of walk-up registration and that possibly skewing the vote. I'm going to go with you first, Angela, and then Jamal, give me your read.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
in terms of party affiliation.
It's their process, and I've had a conversation with many Iowans, and they take this very seriously, and some people are making up their minds last minute. I think it's great. I think sometimes when we do party politics, just as 90% of black folks vote the straight Democratic ticket. But you saw in 2004, Bush won because he got 16% of the black vote in Ohio. So I like the fact that people can go up and register. And you might be a Democrat, you might see a Republican that you like, and you can go up and register as a Republican. So I like that process.
Jamal?
I agree with Angela on this. Politics is a game of addition. We shouldn't be in the business of keeping people out of voting for candidates. And in fact, for a Democrat to win, they've got to win a fair number of independents and Republicans in order to carry the day in the fall.
And Jamal is right. It is not going to be Democrats or Republicans, I believe, that's going to make the selection. If you have a Hillary and Giuliani, they're going to go after that independent vote, that swing vote. And I think that it's really important. Sometimes party politics can be partisan politics.
Let me tell you a little bit about what we did yesterday. We had two black Iowan voters on the show, different parties, talking about some of the challenges in African-American communities. I want to play just a little bit for you.
Even though we represent about 2.5% of the entire state population, we represent about 26-27% of those in the prison population in the state of Iowa. And in order to address those kinds of issues, we have to look, obviously, at education, what's going on there, why the breakdown. We believe the increased expulsions and suspensions are closely related to the problems associated with the other criminal justice issues.
That was Abraham Funchess, the director of the Iowa Commission on the Status of African Americans in Iowa, and he talked a little bit about these racial disparities in education, incarceration, income levels. Are African Americans being heard, do you think, Jamal?
Well, you know, in Iowa, that's not really what candidates go to Iowa to campaign on. It's about 2.3% of the population in Iowa is African American. I think there's a concerted effort, at least on the Democratic side of the aisle in the primaries, to get those voters out and get them to vote. But clearly they're campaigning among the 95-97% of the population, which is not African American. I think in the Democratic process, that's why we added in states like South Carolina, which will go on the 26th of February, and in Nevada, which will go on the 19th of February, the week before South Carolina, because we want Hispanics and African Americans to participate in a greater way in helping to choose the president.
Angela, what are you looking for this caucus to decide? And I don't mean in terms of candidates, but in terms of, you know, maybe pointing to certain issues that people care about.
Well, I want to say this. Huckabee on the Republican side is reaching out to Democrats, African Americans, unions. He is not pulling out any stop in making this thing happen. I think what the brother said earlier about what's going on in the black community in Iowa represents a lot of communities in America. In New York City, you have 45% black males that are unemployed. You are having higher incarceration rates, and I think there are certain issues that impact the inner city, the Hispanic community and the black community, more so than your white community. But looking at Iowa, it is the first start of the presidential election, and I think that is very important. But I think, too, what is happening in the black community in Iowa represents a lot of inner city communities.
And on this point, I think Angela is headed in the right direction. If you look on the Democratic side of the aisle, the issues that are really important are issues of the war in Iraq, the economy, health care. Those are the things that voters want to hear and talk about a little bit more than on the Republican side, where you see immigration and some of the other abortion and some of the other social issues that are still weighing in higher.
I have to disagree with you on one thing. The reason why blacks voted for Bush in 2004, it wasn't because of health care. It was because of sanctity of marriage and the abortion issue. And I think the Republicans, they are failing in reaching out to the community. I'm trying to help them more in those diversity districts.
All right. Let me give Jamal one quick word because we got to go. Jamal, any response?
Well, I think you're talking general election versus primary. In the general election, African Americans have proved to be sort of more conservative on some of the social issues, and so there is a play for Republicans to make there. But in general, African Americans get turned off by Republicans for issues like Katrina and police brutality and all
right.
of those sort of things that
occur. Oh, you got to let me respond.
You know what? We are going to let you guys come back on. It's even better than responding. So just stick with us. We are going to come back to you as we progress with this election. Angela, Jamal, thank you so much.
Thank you for
having us.
We've been speaking with Republican political strategist Angela McGowan and Democratic political strategist Jamal Simmons, who spoke with us from our headquarters offices in Washington. Just ahead, after violence, how are Kenya's leaders looking to pull the nation together? And how do you find the strength to achieve greatness when you've stumbled or other people don't believe in you? Stay tuned for the start of our new series, Great Expectations. Where do the-